as the field becomes final. So just waiting on Race New South Wales. But I think the favourite, Victorian, I think we'll probably put up $3.50. But, yeah, confirm that market should be up within the next hour or so.
Yep, we'll keep an eye on that for sure. All right, what have you found? Warwick Farm, bit overcast, may get a nod shower through the day, and it's in the soft range.
Yeah, look, race one, number seven, Rohirrin. I think we might see the debut of a very smart horse here today in Rohirrin. It's had its first trial as a two-year-old almost a year ago when it set off the speed and sprinted very quickly. And then in its recent trial, I think it was even better when it sat up on the speed and sprinted quickly again in very good time. The map here today suits it with the leader, Lucky Legend, drawn inside it. And while there's a few good horses in this race, I think this might be a really good horse that we're about to see today.
Okay, so that's for Godolphin. Race one, number seven, and J-Mac riding there. Where's your second one?
In race three, number two, Destiny Zone. I'm happy to be with this horse in a race with limited chances. Excuse me. The horse did a really good job last preparation. It just kept improving with each run. Even though it was racing in midweek races, they actually turned out to be pretty strong form lines. It was really competitive against some handy three-year-olds in Unforgotten, Savakul, and Higher Ground at the time. So he's resumed his preparation with a really solid run, went third behind Piracy and Chapelco. He was off the fence that day when it was actually a really big help to be on the rails. So I still think he did a good job. Today's race is a significant drop in grade, and I think it looks to map perfectly sitting right outside the leader and what I think the main danger in Danby. I think it's great value.
All right, there it is. Race three, number two for Gerald Ryan and Josh Parr. So the two for Sally at Warwick Farm, 1-7 and 3-2. And we'll get all the markets open for Randwick and for Caulfield as all the fields come out over the next few hours. And, of course, the early birds on Friday.
That's it. Can't wait.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you.
Sally Snow there from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. That's about it for the news hour this morning. Ace High goes to Melbourne tomorrow afternoon. David Payne keen to give the horse a couple of gallops at Caulfield before running in the Caulfield Cup. And the Ty England appeal is Friday morning at 9:30. He needs to get at least one day shaved off that to be able to ride Ace High. So we'll keep an eye on that. Randwick at the moment is a soft seven. The rail is true. We'll wait and see what happens with any showers through the next few days. But a soft seven at Randwick this morning. Girl Tuesday, scratch from Warwick Farm today, likely to run on the Kensington track next week before spelling. So Girl Tuesday, not running today, running next week. Declaration of Heart, a three-year-old for Anthony Friedman, not accepted for in the Caulfield Guineas, is going for a spell and a strong possibility of being gelded. That's Declaration of Heart. And confirmation from Lloyd Williams this morning that the four-year-old Latrobe for Joseph O'Brien will arrive in Melbourne on the weekend, won the Irish Derby, ran second in the Irish St. Ledger. Definitely on the plane for Joseph, and Brenton Abdullah will take the ride in the Melbourne Cup on La Trobe at 52 kilos. He's number six in the order, so definitely coming, and Brenton Abdullah has been booked to take the ride. After our news break, it'll be a full preview for Warwick Farm. I'll catch you tomorrow morning from Canterbury. Looking forward to all of that out there tomorrow with the latest on US Navy Flag.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Three men are in custody after a home was burned down, a man assaulted and four family members kidnapped. A 41-year-old mother was found by police after she was abducted from a home in the New South Wales Central West by a number of armed men, along with her two young sons and their grandmother. The men were then arrested near Sackville after allegedly ramming a police car in Windsor. The plan to promote the Everest to the world went off in spectacular fashion last night, despite attempts from protesters to interrupt the show. And Australian sporting identities are rallying together in a new campaign calling for a ban on alcohol advertising in sport. AFL great Mick Malthouse and former Parramatta rugby league player Steve Eller are among a long list of athletes helping to launch the End Alcohol Advertising in Sport campaign today. Making headlines in sport, in cricket, a shocking collapse has left the Aussies with little hope of victory in the first test against Pakistan, with the tourists losing 10 wickets for 60 runs on day three in Dubai. Pakistan head into day four, leading by 325 runs with just 7 wickets remaining. Julian Wilson has given his surfing world title hopes a boost after clinching a spot in round 3 of the Quicksilver Pro France. The Aussie world number 3 produced one of the highest scoring waves today to win his opening heat. In tennis, Australia's Matthew Ebden has registered the biggest win of his professional career, downing world number 7 Dominic Thiem from the second round of the Shanghai Masters. And Alex de Minaur's late season charge has continued, with the Aussie winning through to the second round as well. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, where we're counting down to the Tab Everest on this Saturday at Randwick.
Sunday, there's nothing better than heading to a country race day. Now, it's Armidale's turn to showcase $30,000 in prize money at their Spring Cup meeting. Sunday morning at 10, get all the Armidale mail on Sky Sports Radio.
Thinking about your next build or renovation? Wideline Windows and Doors has all the planning tools at your fingertips. Their website is full of inspirational ideas to make your project a success. Advice and tips to get you started, even a colour selector and window planning tool. Plus, free online quotes are returned in 48 business hours. Just upload your plans or tell them what you need. Easy. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at the Wideline Windows and Doors website. www.wideline.com.au.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Hi, this is Greg Radley, inviting you to join me on one of the most exciting trips on the international racing calendar, the 2019 Kentucky Derby Tour. Last year, we were lucky enough to see Triple Crown winner Justify Salute. Who will it be this time? Our tour will take in racing in LA at Santa Anita, the Stud Farms of Lexington, the Derby at Churchill Downs, finishing in the country music capital of Nashville. Give Peter Harney and his team at Ambassador Travel a call on 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
And they're off. It's 1,200 metre dash leading from fastest sprinters in the world, with spring's biggest event coming down the outside. Filby Crown storms to the lead, quickly taken by Liam Payne, live after the last, and the last dash from the peak of Everest, and it's Everest racing home for Australia's richest race.
Australia's richest race with $30 million in prize money. 12 of the world's fastest horses, one race. Escape to the Tab Everest Saturday, October 13 at Royal Randwick. It's your last chance. Book the Tab Everest today at theraces.com.au.
Comedy Equine presents Champion for a Reason. Proven Group 1 sire, producing 17 winners from his first crop of 33 foals. The Australian 3-year-old of the year, 4 times Derby winner and $1.1 million owner is standing by at Comedy Equine. Book your mare today.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Good morning, everyone. It is 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove at Sky Sports Radio. We get racing today at Warwick Farm, and the man we're going to talk to knows all about it. There's Mark Jones, track manager. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, morning, Sean. I'm great, thank you.
Okay, now, a little bit overcast. Have you had any precipitation at all or not?
Look, we've had none whatsoever this morning, but in saying that, there is a lot of rain over the mountains and sort of up towards the central coast, and looking at the radar, we may just get the edge of that in the next half an hour or so, obviously, we'll keep an eye on that, but we have had 61 mils for the last 7 days, so we've had our fair share of rain, but it was much needed, and, the track has improved.
All right, so today, the rail, where will that be?
Yeah, the rail's out 5 metres, 1,000 to winning post, and 3 metres the remainder. We raced only 1 week ago, 3 metres, so we've moved that rail out an extra 2 metres.
All right, terrific. So that's it. Now we've got a soft 7 and a few showers forecast maybe later on the Savo.
Yeah, that's right. Look, hopefully we dodge a few showers, but there is some there. But so far we've missed it all, and hopefully that's the case.
All right, terrific. Well, good luck today. Hope it's an enjoyable day there, Mark.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Jones from Warwick Farm. Glenn Munsey's with us. How are you, Munz?
Very good. Thank you, Sean. Geez, it's all happening in racing here in Sydney, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Over the last poor... terrible, terrible news for Matty Dunn. The connections there of Care to Think and David Barnhill and the William Farrow Hotel, the slot owners. And congratulations to Jenny Graham, bringing another runner into the race there. Awesome pluck. So they're still there, all those people that won the opportunity to... own a slice of a horse for the Kosciuszko on Saturday. They'll just be cheering for a different horse instead of Care to Think. They'll be awesome pluck on Saturday. And as soon as these fields come out, Sean, officially from Racing New South Wales, we'll be able to put that Kosciuszko market back up. And if it does happen in the next 30, 45 minutes or so, while we're on here doing the preview from Warwick Farm, I'll tell you what's happening.
All right, terrific. And we've got joining us also Ray Thomas. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I guess that rain's probably going to hit at some stage today. Look, I hope it doesn't rain during the course of the meeting. We're back in the soft range, which is good news. But I dare say, Sean, at some stage this afternoon, we'll be back into the heavy range. There's still eight winners to be found, though, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Joyce, good morning to you, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Mum. Good morning, Ray. Good morning to all the punters. Looking at the radar, I think whatever rain we get, we'll probably get it before the first. So hopefully it comes and goes. And as we heard there, we may just cop the edge of what's going through sort of the northern parts of Sydney. So we could be lucky, but a soft track, a good meeting. Obviously, the scratching of Girl Tuesday took a bit of zip out of this meeting. But as Ray said, we need some winners. We need to build our bank heading into Everest Day.
All right, terrific. Now, Munn's the first there today. Let's have a look at this, and we've got a full field.
Yeah, this is the TAB Rewards Handicap. This is a three-year-old Colts and Geldings maiden here over 1,100 metres. And we start with That Song. Winkers On today is a $6 chance. Bentley Magic at $26. Napoleon Solo with Blinkers On at $6. Aurum Zoo is a $12 chance. Then we go to Flying Legend at $5.50. Flying Mojo, don't get them mixed up, at $34. Rohirrim is the odds-on favourite at $1.90. And Vedder at $15. Good support for Rohirrim here. Did go up odds against. Went up $2.10. Opened $1.90 this morning. It's been solidly supported right throughout the morning, but unchanged from the $1.90. It's the most popular runner. Very little separates That Song and Napoleon Solo as the second pick, but the majority of money for That Song has come this morning.
Look, five first starters, so I don't take the speed map as gospel, but from the trials, I think Flying Legend and Better Look, the on-pace pair, Orman Zoo handy, and Rohirrim, and obviously not far off them of what we saw at his most recent trial race.
Yeah, for Rohirrim, we've seen at the trials, Paul turns up today in these soft to heavy track conditions. He should be winning. Gee, you'd go a long way to see a more impressive horse at the trials than Rohirrim has been. Both times he's been produced. We saw him first at Canterbury way back in November of last year, won by 4.5, did it in the canter. Obviously had a few little issues since because he's going to the races for the first time today off that recent Warwick Farm trial on September 24, when again that acceleration was there for all to see. He travelled wide but just cruised past and won by 3.5 ease down. He's beautifully bred by Lonro out of Mannington, so if he's got any sort of ability, he's a stallion in the making for sure, Rohirrim. And as I said, Paul, the one little query, I guess, is whether he can transfer that form we've seen at the trials on good tracks to this soft, heavy track this afternoon at Warwick Farm. If he can, I think he'll be winning the seven, Rohirrim. The three, Napoleon Solo, loved that recent trial at Rankin. He's made to do a bit of work, to be fair, but he really attacked the line running down Flying Legend. And his only start was back in July at Canterbury, and he's shaped well running third to Master Ash and sneaking to win. A bit of form's come out of that Canterbury race, so he looks a nice type going forward, Napoleon Solo. The eight betters run some nice trials, a couple of good trials just prep going into this. Again, the concern is whether he can handle these soft to heavy track conditions. But as Paul said, he'll be on pace making his own luck. And the five Flying Legends, a lovely Redoute Choice three-year-old who comes out of the Napoleon Solo trial when he was run down late. But interesting race for first, Paul. The seven Rohirrim, though, geez, looked pretty sharp in those trials. I've got him on top on the first, 7, 3, 8, and 5.
Yeah, he sure has looked sharp. I've got him second. I went 3.715, so just flip your top two around. I thought Napoleon Solo at $6 may present a better betting option from that trial that you mentioned. He charged home to beat Flying Legend. Obviously, the form line through his Canterbury debut looks terrific. And he'll just get a lovely run, you'd think, off that soft gate, just in behind them somewhere and be produced late. Rohirrim, obviously, if you can do what he does at the trials under race conditions, particularly on a soft track, he'll probably win. But it's just that little soft track query there if you're taking $1.90, and he's a first starter as well. So there's a couple of little negatives there if you want to dive into the red odds. Number one, That Song. Thought it was terrific at Caulfield on debut. Was back wide, hard in the market, finished off well. So I'm respecting him. And number five, Flying Legend. The interesting thing here is Kerry McAvoy's done all the trialing on this horse. And he's there race day, so a Les Bridge and Kerrin teaming up with this one. 3, 7, 1, and 5 in the first.
All right, Mons race 2.3, Bonanova's Dream.
Yeah, and the second race on the card today at Warwick Farm is the ANZ Bloodstock News. This is a 3-year-old filly's maiden over 1,100 metres. So the boys go round in the first, the girls go round in the second. And we start with Columbina here as the $2.60 favourite. Sun Susie is a $5.50 chance. Bonanova's Dream is a scratching. The deduction taken by tab.com.au when it came out this morning is 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Then we go to Crete. That's not the country, or it is the place, at $23. Tell Me, $3.40. I'll go with Va Voos as an $8.50 chance. The Art of the Bar with the blinkers off at $5. Georgia Hit is a $41 chance. Infinite Dreams at $101. And Our Dawn is a $34 chance. Nowhere near the activity that's in the first race here. Most popular runner is Tell Me. Went up $3.50 yesterday, opened $3.60 this morning. Now a $3.40 chance. To put it into perspective, it's got roughly a third of the amount of money, in fact less than that, one-fifth the amount of money that's been invested on the first favourite in Rohirrim. Second pick with about half as much as Tell Me is Columbina.
Look, Tell Me probably leads here. She's got a lovely gait. She's been showing plenty of speed at the trial. So I've got her pressing on, but Va Voos showed pace at the last trial. The Art of the Bar, despite the blinkers coming off, drawn out for Gay and Adrian. Georgia Hit, I think, will press forward as well. And maybe Infinite Dreams, the roughie who's drawn wide. So there could be a fair bit of pressure here, right?
Yeah, look, I read it the same way. I thought Tell Me would try and take advantage of her inside gate. Va Voos did lead her up in that Rose Hill trial recently when the two fillies clashed, and Va Voos showed good speed to win, but Tell Me's drawn inside her, may try and hold that rail, and I've got her on top paw. I think she'll be hard to beat here. She showed some ability when last in work, and she ran on the heavy track at Canterbury back in June when she started favourite and an even race running fourth behind Miss D, but she's got ability. Her two trials going into this have been excellent, and just the barrier draw, I think, gives her a huge opportunity here to break through. I've got her on top, the 5, Tell Me. The big danger is the favourite 1, Columbina. A couple of hidden trials. She ran on a heavy track in a Warwick Farm trial last month and was cruising home into fourth behind Star Dome. And at Rose Hill recently, she's run fifth behind Snips, but was buried amongst them all the way down the straight and never really tested. So it was a lovely trial, and she's been placed in 3 of her 5 starts all in the city. So she's got plenty of ability, Columbina. Va Voos, Paul, I like the look of her in that recent Rose Hill trial when she was tested, but she showed good natural speed and beat Tell Me by nearly 2 lengths. So watch for her on debut. And the 2, Sun Susie, a nice filly by Snitzel. She won a terrific race at Warwick Farm back in May, a second start on a soft track. Resumes here off 2 nice trials. And as I said, she's a filly with ability. Competitive race, the 2nd, 5, Tell Me on top, 5, 1, 6, and 2.
Yeah, I'm going 1, 5, 7, 10, Columbina on top for me. I think she's worth a cracky first up at the short odds. She's got that strong city form that Ray met. Killer, the run at Warwick Farm, 3 starts back, she was beaten in the neck by Jem Song. Now, of course, Jem Song's gone on to much better things and goes around in a Group 1 race on Saturday. And look, she probably was beaten fair and square on that occasion, but she got so close to breaking her maiden against Jem Song that I just think that form should really hold up here today. Then she ran 3rd behind Iowaze, who's also gone on to win a listed race. So there's a lot of good form around Columbina, and she's trialled very well, as Ray mentioned. So number 1, Columbina on top for me. Ahead of the 5, Tell Me, who's finally drawn a gate. She's just had no luck from wide barriers at her 3 starts. But first up here, lovely gate, trialling well. She'll take some catching. The 7, the Art of the Bar. Well, if you follow the money, she's been hard in the market at both her starts. I know she hasn't finished in the placings, but she's been trialling well. The blinkers come off, strong, stable. You've got to respect her. And number 10, Our Dawn. She could be the roughie here if you can forgive the Newcastle run last start. All her starts before that definitely have her in as a place chance here. 1, 5, 7, and 10.
Third event, full field.
Yeah, the Pride of Dubai at Coolmore. This is a 3-year-old Entires, Colts and Geldings, benchmark 70, starting on the course proper. Over 1,400 metres, and equipped is the toppie here at $34. Destiny's Own, $3.50. That price makes it favourite. Danzy at $4.80. Andaz with blinkers on at $6.50. Morpheus is a $3.70 chance. Parasizzler, blinkers on at $21. Cliff, James McDonald to ride a kilo over at 55. It's a $7 chance. And Crystal Billy, Brenton Abdullah to ride a half over at 54, is an $8 chance. Good support here for Crystal Billy this morning. This $9.50 first thing, now an $8 chance, and 90% of the money has come for it this morning. So $9.50 into $8. Cliff is second pick overall, but not second pick today, and it's been 9 into 7. Joe Cleary giving it a nice wrap-up when he was on with Andrew earlier. Second pick overall is Danzy, who's a drifter this morning, 460 out to 480. The other drifter, the favourite, Destiny Zone's got to get out with those down the bottom firming, 340 out to 350, and Morpheus sitting there as a $3.70 chance, race three.
Look, Danzy likes the lead. I've got him in front here, but Morpheus will obviously press across from the white gate, and the other two that should kick up, Destiny Zone's drawn out a bit, and Cliff, I think he'll be probably in the first four somewhere. So just an even tempo here, only eight runners in the third.
Which is the reason why I've come back to the three Danzy, Paul. I think he can control tempo here from up front. And look, I know he's been costly to punters in his short career today. He's won twice from nine, but he's been placed in another six races. In most of those, he's been right in the market, as he's again today. But he's had the two runs back, being sold effort, second at Gosford and Kembla. He's run down late at Kembla over 1,300 metres, at the 1,400 today. He has won over this trip previously. He's rock hard fit. He handles soft tracks. And just the fact, Paul, he might be able to control this tempo, this might be his opportunity to break back into the winner's circle. I'm giving him another chance for three, Danzy. From the two, Destiny Zone, looks really hard to beat on that first up effort behind Piracy and Chapelco. He worked for a line strongly, beaten about a half length into third spot. Good horse, should improve off that, will be hard to beat here. I think the five Morpheus comes into play. As Paul suggested, may try and work across from his whitish gate in this eight-horse field. He comes out of the spring stakes where he was outclassed, but his previous start, he was good first up at Wyong. And if you go back to June, he did run second to a promising horse in Dealmaker on a soft track, Morpheus. He's third up here. He's fit. He'll be hard to beat. Of the others, four and Daz. Maybe he's run out wide there at Rose Hill behind Merivee. Never seriously threatened. That was over 1,500. Has to come back a fraction to 1,400 metres, but he's very fit. And if they roll along at any sort of a tempo, he should be running home hard. But look, I just think Danzy controls tempo here, Paul, and if that's the case, he'll be hard to beat in the third. Three on top from 2, 5 and 4.
Yeah, I've probably been a bit harsh on Danzy, leaving him out, but I think I've taken the short odds before, eh? And he's worn me down. But you made a very good point in the way the speed will unfold here. Look, I've gone 2, 7, 4, 5. I've got Destiny Zone on top. Very good run first up on a soft track off a long break behind Piracy Chapelco. That form should hold right up into this. And an unusual sepoy, this horse. He seems to really like the soft and heavy going, so the conditions will suit him as well. So I thought he was the safe option, Destiny Zone, ahead of the 7, Cliff. This horse is very consistent when you look at his overall record. 35 starts in the money on 20 occasions. Loves soft going, 6 starts. Has finished in the Quinella all 5 times. So Cliff's got to go into the numbers somewhere. Number 4, Andaz, blinkers first time. Huey Bowman jumps on. There's enough to suggest he could improve. But he's, you know, an interesting horse. He won his first two career starts, and he hasn't won at his next 14. And then number 5, Morpheus, who, as Ray said, just was outclassed. Didn't have any luck either in the spring stakes when in the market. So you've got to respect him, and he could definitely bounce back here. 2, 7, 4 and 5 in the third.
The fourth, we take out 8, St. Catarina, and 11, Arrondissement.
Yeah, the Highland race colours here. This is a benchmark 70 for three-year-olds and upwards, fillies and mares. 1,400 on the course proper again. And Velocita, dual acceptor, runs here. It's a $4.60 chance. Waruna at $2.80 and favourite. Alnas at 6. Hilo Bet, $6.50. Red Chandelier on the backup from Saturday with winkers on. It's a $6 chance. Then we go to Diamond Maid for Brucey Cross. A cross noseband on is a $19 chance. Inch Perfect at $26. St. Catarina came out this morning, 7 cents a win at 7 cents a place. O'Lordy's at 26. True Worth at 16. Arrondissement won yesterday at Goulburn, scratched yesterday. The deduction there, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Once again, not overly vigorous here, But a good move market-wise for Aruna. Went up 330 first thing this morning, 330 into 280. Once again, well, there's some money for it, but put it into perspective, around about a third of what's gone on to Rohirrim in the first. And very, very difficult to write another name here. Red Chandelier's got a small trimmer, maybe because so far down in grade and on the quick backup from Saturday.
Yeah, speed-wise, it's a really interesting race because there is no speed. You've really only got True Worth, the lightweight, that I think will probably lead, and Maruna, who generally settles somewhere in the first three or four, she'll probably press on from that wide gate and sit outside True Worth, but that's it. The rest of them tend to get back, or they're midfield at best, including horses like Velocitar, High Low Bet, and Alnar. So I just can't see where the pace will come from here, Ray, in the fourth.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Paul, because I've got the two Waruna on top, and for those very reasons that you said, I think she can fight across from a wide estate. Long run to the first turn, isn't there, at Warwick Farm from the 1,400-metre start, and that gives Kieran McAvoy plenty of opportunity to get across and, as Paul said, probably settle outside leader. They won't go too hard, so those on pace should get some favours here. And I'll just come back to the two Waruna because she looks a mare. Making good progress and a good winning strike rate now. Three wins from just the five starts. And I like the way she attacked the line late, Paul, at Coffs Harbour second up and eventually put a margin on her rivals. Strong through the line. She'll only be fitter here. And run of the race stuff, I think, is going to fall in her favour. I think two Waruna can win again. One, Velocitar. Look, the two runs back have been indifferent. And on paper, they look disappointing, but run of the race stuff has gone totally against her in the comeback run at Warwick Farm and again at the Kenzo when she was inside horses and didn't have a lot of galloping room in the straight. She can certainly improve off that. This is a mare that the Chris Waller stable thought enough of to test her at Group 1 level late in the season, last season as a three-year-old filly. She's had the two runs back now. She should be ready to show something like her best form. If that's the case, that'll put her in the finish. Three Alnars has never been too far away in recent starts. And four High Low Bet resuming here. Liked her recent trial. Hugh Bowman goes on board first up. She's on a nice gate and should be running home. I think the top two have it between them, Paul. And I think Waruna will get the advantages with the run of the race stuff when she settles, hopefully, on speed. And I think if that's the case, she'll be hard to run down. Two on top, Waruna, from one, three and four, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. Waruna, 2, 3, 10 and 4. Look, that's a terrific 5 starts. 3 wins, 1 second. The last start winner and 1 easily. The query is probably the soft track. All 5 starts have been on good going. So that's the risk you're taking with Waruna today. I don't think the step up in class is a big issue. She should get all the favours up on or near the speed. And I think she's got more upside than these. So I'm happy to gamble on her handling the soft, but that is the risk I think we're taking with her. Number three, Alnars. Well, she's one from one on the soft. That was two starts back at Hawkesbury, where I thought she was very impressive winning at class two there. Didn't really fire, went fourth behind Palmateer subsequently, but it's a home track, and I think she'll get through the going better than most of these. Number 10, True Worth. She's big odds. I think she's the obvious leader. I think she's only got 50 kilos, and if she happens to get a bit of a break here, she'll take a lot of catching at the big price. And number four, High Low Bet, surprisingly led them up in a recent trial, but she's better ridden off the speedy, so she'll be looking for some cover, I would expect, from the soft draw. And, Ray, we'll get Munns just to check for us here, but I'm pretty sure the chute's out of play at the moment, so this 1,400-metre start, they won't be able to lope early, but as this race appears on the map, I don't think it's going to be a big issue getting across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely starts on the course proper, all the 1,400-metre starts, and the typical result from the 1400, we've had a little bit more speed in the races, and those with soft draws that have sort of settled midfield rails have, you know, been the horses that have figured in the finish. We're typically in a 1400 from the chute. They walk, but definitely more speed injected into the races from the course proper starts.
Radio Race 5, taking number 3, Plagiarist, and 10, Sovereign Air.
Yeah, this is the agency Real Estate here, a benchmark 72.